Now time for a locker room chat with Moorhill Mount Academy girls and basketball coach Luke Knoll after a very interesting finish to the McLaws Invitational. You guys get to the championship game. You guys defeat Bishop Ward. We'll start there. You guys win that game 53-24. Your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, we played pretty well in that game on Thursday night. We played Bishop Ward. It was kind of a weird game because we didn't tip that game until 9:25. So we had talked a lot about, I mean, we left our place when it was still dark, and it was just a weird routine of a day. So we talked a lot about how we're going to have to, you know, refocus, have a good pregame, stuff like that. And we really did. We played well that game and did what we should have. So it was a good semifinal game for us Thursday night, you know, but the game didn't get over until about 10:30, 10:40. So it's kind of a weird night. Everything got pushed back there. But I was proud of our girls for how they handled just kind of a different schedule that day and to get to the championship there on Saturday.
Yeah, and then you guys get the one day off, and then you get to the championship game, and then after scoring 53, you give up 53 to one of the best teams in the state, Riverside, who is at 153-36. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, man, Riverside is so talented. I mean, they got a good inside game, good outside game. They pressure. They play the best defense we'll probably see all year. You know, they can handle the ball. I mean, they have very few weaknesses. Their role players stepped up and played big, too. And I was really proud of how our girls fought, though. We played really hard. We cut it to 12 there in the fourth quarter. And if it wasn't for the first quarter got away from us a little bit. But the second, third, and fourth quarter, we played them real tough and close. So they're so good. And, but our girls fought really hard, and we really won it. So I was really proud of our effort that game, even though we came up short of that. It was a fun game to watch, I think. It was back and forth, physical, and both teams were hitting shots, and both teams are playing really hard. And we fought them, but, yeah, they're so talented. And credit to them. They deserve that one for sure on Saturday.
Yeah, so then after that, you guys take on a Troy team from the TDL a couple days ago, falling in that one 48-31. What was going quite right offensively for you guys?
Yeah, when you make shots, it covers up a lot of mistakes. And when you don't make shots, your weaknesses are pretty evident. So we had there against Troy, we didn't make shots, and we kind of got exposed there offensively. We couldn't find other ways to score. We didn't get to the free throw line much. We couldn't get the ball inside. And I don't know if it was just kind of a hangover from three away games like the week before, but we were pretty sluggish to start that game, and really mostly throughout. So I thought that was one of our not great defensive performance games. We could have defended better, but yeah, when you make shots, you're going to be in a game. When you don't, you got to find other ways to score. So hopefully that's a learning experience for us, that when stuff's not falling for us, what else are you going to do to score? Because I think we're going to see a lot of teams packing in a little bit on us. We're confident we have the shooters and we could put the ball in the net, but it wouldn't fall for us Tuesday, and defense didn't pick us up. So that's kind of what happens on a night like that.
And now you guys take on possibly your toughest test today. I mean, this is an undefeated ACCHS team you guys take on the road. What are some keys to getting a win in that one?
Yeah, it seems like forever ago we played them, being that was the first game of the season there. So, yeah, we're lucky we got a couple days off before then just to kind of recuperate, focus on ourselves. But, yeah, their offensive firepower is like almost none other that we'll see this year. I mean, they got the shooters, they got the ball handlers, they got several girls that can go for double figures any night. So we're gonna have to work our tail off defensively to try and slow them down on offense. And they're sound defensively, too. I mean, offensively, we're going to have to be super aggressive and try and get the foul line. Even get foul trouble, they rebound the ball well, so lockouts are going to have to be there. But yeah, they don't have a whole lot of weaknesses, which is the reason their record is what it is. But yeah, I'm curious to see where we're at for the first game of the season, and I think our confidence improved a little bit, so hopefully we can find a way to compete. But yeah, they're a talented team, and I expect them to continue to keep up what they did first part of the year. But I'd like to think we can give them a game there and make it competitive if we play hard, block out, and be aggressive on offense.
Should be a lot of fun. Coach, best of luck. Thanks so much for taking time to do this here today, and best of luck, and talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks, Roger.
That was Moorhill Mount Academy girls and basketball coach Luke Knoll here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Amberwell Health. Be sure to stay tuned. We talk with Dan Ramplinger coming up next.